I told them that to stand by the doctrine of wisdom. Stand by the doctrine of wisdom. We talked last time about wisdom a little bit, and Proverbs quite a bit, because Proverbs is the book that really you would use with the children. The Proverbs have some good pithy statements in there that give you kind of a good side and a bad side, good side and a bad side. And, you know, when we have a Supreme Court justice who, in her testimony before the Congress of the United States, when asked the definition of a woman, could not give, although she claimed to be a woman, could not give a definition of woman. We have a world that's awry, totally awry. And it's being done intentionally, and it's aimed at Christians, because the whole possibility of communist country moving into this country has got to move those people who believe the Bible out. They've got to move you out. They're frightened of you. That's part of the reason they're coming after us, and they're doing it with all these dingle-dangle little things, Black Lives Matter, and just hang these things out here, get people to buy into that, and then the Supreme Court has done a fine job of passing cases along, creating this country, religion of sex. Isn't any way around it. So how do we go to the Bible at all, and what do we get from it? We've got to, as Christians, stand strong. We've got to stay by the doctrine of wisdom. Proverbs 1:1-6. Got to tab that. And I've read it in lessons before, but I just think it's important that we really, really, really understand what it does say. Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto the wise counsel. To understand a proverb and interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark saying. Well, what he's promising is to give us wisdom. What is wisdom? Well, James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that give it to all men liberally, unbraided, not, and it shall be given him. James 1:17 says, every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variables, neither a shadow of a turning. Wisdom is from God. It's pure. It comes from God. It's not intelligence. Wisdom is, well, what is wisdom? What is wisdom? The dictionary definitions of wisdom are interesting. Wisdom, understanding what is true, right, or lasting. And I want to ask you a question. If the woman in the Supreme Court, who's going to be the judge of our laws in this country, can't define what a woman is, how in the world are we going to know what's true? If and we don't believe the Word of God. Because everything out there is contrary to the Word of God. Everything that we hear on the news and the radio and all that stuff just seems to be contrary to God. There's some other, what do you call it, woke, or there's some other type of woman, or there's a different gender, or there's something different. So how are we going to know what's true? Second definition in the dictionary is good judgment. Common sense. What is common sense? You see, who decides that? If those people on the outside out there that are saying all these funny things about what a woman is or about what gender you are, how in the world can I come to any conclusion about what's really right, what's common sense, what's good judgment? Third definition is erudition, which is learning, extreme learning. It's not just education, it's extreme learning. I really don't think anybody but the professors in law school use that word. But anyway, what is wisdom? Well, you see, if I go to Roy Zook and his discussion of the sages, those people that did those pithy statements before Christ was even born, those proverbs that were stated among the people, even though the Bible hadn't even been written. And then after the Bible was written, were incorporated into Proverbs, some of them. Roy Zook says wisdom means being skillful, successful in one's relationship. That helps us understand a little bit. But it involves, according to him, it involves the Creator's principle, order of the moral. The order manifests God's wisdom available to all men. Word. I suggested last time that I was talking here, I suggested that, a little girl properly knows it's wrong. Adult man that does things wrong, they know it's wrong. They know. You know it's wrong. So, we really need the Word of God? Well, yes, we do. There are those people that buy it. By what they want to argue with, but they know. They know in their heart. They know. The book of Proverbs is what we kind of look to begin with some of what is wisdom. Wisdom is the identity with the wise. They're the people that are righteous. The unwise, the foolish. Proverbs demonstrates that wisdom is more than intellectual. It's more than just learning. Wisdom leads to a life, good life, folly, death. Proverbs are ancient, pithy statements. I just got to use that word because I know what it means, and probably But anyway, oftentimes with good contrasted to bad results. While some proverbs from the ancients may have been carried over to the Proverbs book, the book was still written before Jesus Christ was born. The Bible to come knocking on your door. Will undertake fear. Third, I suggested at the very outset that the flowers were beautiful. Well, you know, I think people were driving down the street, they're not looking at the flowers because they're concerned about what's going on. Not thinking about what God's provided. God provided those flowers out there. He provided the beauty. He provided the kildare that's an unbelievable way that couldn't move if it wasn't God that created. So we're thinking about here instead of. But the Proverbs do, you see, talk about your protection as Christians. So let's see what God says about your protection. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. And I'm just going to read these. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, shall be quiet from fear. If we hearken to God, He's saying He will protect us. Be safe. We'll be safe. Chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. My son, let me not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto the soul, grace to thy neck. Grace. God's talking about giving us grace. If we stay with His wisdom, which He's providing here in the book. 23, verse 23. Then shalt thou walk in the way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. The old man like nature of age. God says, gifts. Protection. See, all of this, He's telling us He'll protect us. Chapter 4, verses 12. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straight. When thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Protection again. He says He'll be there for us. Chapter 12, verse 21. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Chapter 22, verse 3. A prudent man foreseeth evil and hideth himself. The simple pass on and are punished. I just mentioned this just a minute ago, but I said, you know, beware of who you talk to. And God's just saying, beware of who you talk with. Prudent man foresees. Wise. Prudent man looks to make sure that somebody that I'm dealing with is not somebody that I shouldn't be talking to at all because of what their plans or their intentions are. This requires, you see, not just God's protection, but your actions. God is telling us, the wise man would beware. Be wary. Chapter 28, verse 26. He that trusteth his own heart is fool. Whoso walketh wisely shall be delivered. Wisely with God's word. So then I say, well, what about our confidence under the circumstances? You know, God's saying He'll protect us. What about our confidence here? So, let's look at a proverb about confidence. Let's look at Proverbs 3, 25. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of desolation in the wick of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. God again is saying he's protecting us. He's there. He's available to protect us. Then another topic. Let's just look at, say, hope. Proverbs 24:14. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it. Then there shall be a reward, and thy exception shall not be cut off. Reward for your knowledge, and more importantly, you see, your life will not be cut off. Not what he says about the foolish, because he does say he will zap them. Well, if you really want to have some idea, see, Proverbs covers kind of the waterfront. So the Proverbs covers a whole bunch of different topics. Wealth, fearing God, foolishness, uprightness, self-control, honesty, generosity, witnessing, anger, wrong use of the word, quarreling, others. But unfortunately, Boy's Book makes it clear. Just because it says that, your foot will not be taken. It does not always. That can be for a whole bunch of different reasons that maybe are not programmed into what the gospel is saying. For example, very familiar with bipolar personality, borderline person, because I've had members in the family issues. You see, their actions they can't control. Unfortunately, with bipolar and borderline personalities, they can take medication. Unfortunately, what that requires is that you go to a doctor, you have a diagnosis that you either are borderline or that you're bipolar, and then the doctors can give you medication, and you see almost every one of these people that have got bipolar or borderline personality, they're smart. They're the top of their class. They know if the doctor prescribed that medicine. And you see, that is wrong because there's nothing wrong with them. There is nothing wrong with them. A neighbor across the street that was jail a number of times because he would do criminal acts when he was bordering. He was bipolar. Sweetest guy in the world you'd ever want to know. A Jewish fellow was a jeweler. Sold jewelry if they had to deal with him. And his wife took unbelievable care of him. But when he did not take that medicine, Ogre Bear. Everybody in the neighborhood, everybody where he worked, everybody he went, where he went to jail, he was a booger. And in addition to this, you see, we have people who self-adjust. They may not be borderline, and they may not be bipolar, but you see, they get this idea that I'm different gender. No way that it can happen. They can't make it happen. They try to make it happen. They're doing surgery on these people. It's just unbelievable what's going on. See, those kind of situations alter what God's saying. And sometimes circumstances change. Fact situations. It doesn't always work. You need to be aware that even though God promises this, sometimes it doesn't work out. But you think about it, you see God is up there and he's trying to make this. If there's three people involved trying to make it work out for the three people in their situation. If one is foolish and one is good, then he's got to. But you see, when you add, that's easy. But when you add the third person that's good, that conflicts with the first person. Look at the job he's got to do. I don't think he want his job for one set of three people, let alone the whole world. I don't want that job. I don't want that job. We are supposed to be right with God. Supposed to be right with God. Should be trying to be right with God. Proverbs 24:20. For there shall be no reward for the evil man. Proverbs 1:32. The turning away of the simple shall slay them. Prosperity of the fools shall destroy them. Surefire way for Proverbs to fail, hearken. For you and I fail to hearken. Surefire way for us. Ourselves aside. Hearken. What he says. That's where we are. Our job as a church, stand strong in the midst of all this garbage that's going on. That's really what it is. And our task is to work with people that have adopted Supreme Court's religion. Got them dancing women's club. One thing that we as a church can do is to stand strong against that by not allowing any participation with our own persons, any of this. We don't have to go to the ball game where that show goes on. That ball game really isn't that important. We don't have to maybe put our kids in school program has that. Maybe you can watch books. We've been doing that. Ruth and I went into the principal here in Mineola and talked to the principal. He personally got up and had his librarian. He went through the books. They eliminated some. Catch them all? No, you see, because the administrative people of the school district that we were really talking, those administrators send that stuff to them. And it goes into the library. Why wouldn't you put a brand new book in the library? That's got a pretty cover. Why wouldn't you do it? Did you read it? I don't know. Some of them haven't been read by anybody. Some of them haven't been read by even the children that we're concerned to read them. Let me tell you, I know from law school, you see, we checked out used books. Criminal law case books, pages that had to do with sex, were well worn. The others were lazy. Put away. That's some of us. I wouldn't be telling the truth if I told you I didn't read those cases. I mean, I was required to read them, but I didn't have to read them five times to remember them. Have a real task. Young people coming in, camping in, camp here, coming up, fast. Their gospel message. We have three. Camp on them. Every bit you can. Those three. Hope. Got four. Those hope. Only grow it by starting something. So I ask everybody to share. What Zook said, making good decisions. God's this book. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your Son and his work on the cross. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the kids' camp going on, coming up. We thank you for the camp grace. Pray for Freddie Coyle and those children that are there. Give them wisdom. Give Freddie wisdom. Help train them to grow and come back and be servants and stewards here in our church. Grow up to be men, women, great stature, faithfulness, wisdom, and guidance. Pray, Father, for every person here this evening. Pray with them. Pray that be with their family, loved ones, care with. We pray, Father, each of us. Every opportunity to hear the gospel message really needs to hear it and is open to hearing it, alert to it. Bless this day. We thank you. Proverbs. With us, guide us. Christ.